Now, one of the great innovations in medicine has been the Webster Pack. Pharmacist Gerard Stevens invented the Webster Pack back in 1980 for Australian nursing homes. This was a revolutionary approach for pharmacy services provided to support their nursing homes. In 1985, he introduced the Webster Pack multi-dose system, which is now extensively used in the broader community. It's the perfect solution for people who take multiple medications to ensure they take the right dose at the right time, because the big problem is adherence to therapy that's been prescribed. So on the line to talk about this is Andrea Aird from Blooms the Chemist, who offers free medication packaging. Good evening, Andrea.
Good evening, Ross. Thanks for having me on.
Now, just explain to the listeners, what are the benefits of Webster Packs?
Okay, so the benefits of Webster Packs are that you have peace of mind because you're getting the right dose at the right time every time. It's very easy to see if you've missed a dose. I don't know what you do, but quite often I think, oh, have I taken my medication today? Because we're all in a rush while you're doing it. But you can see immediately on the Webster Pack if you have taken your doses for that particular day and time. Mm. It's individually tailored to your medicine, and we work with you and your GP to ensure that we have entirely the correct doses and the correct regimen and timings for you. Simple and convenient, very easy to manage. At a glance, you've got your full medication profile there. If you ever need to access emergency services, or if you go to your GP, if you go to another GP when you're away perhaps, or if you need to go to hospital, it's all there for you. So it's really peace of mind and ease and convenience. Safety, if you've got someone that you care for at home that can be getting a bit confused or a little bit forgetful, then you can be reassured that you're giving them their medication safely. And it helps to maintain people's independence for longer as well, I find, which is a really beneficial way to keep them.
But what if someone goes to the doctor and they get a new prescription that just completely screws up the Webster Pack?
Yeah, that's not a problem. So if it's a significant change, we issue a pack up a new medication pack, new Webster pack for the person on the day. Mm-hmm. So we can easily do that. Quite often the GPs will communicate with the pharmacy directly. We've got a really good relationship with our local GPs being in the community. So we can make up new Webster packs. If, for instance, happens really commonly, so you would see people that have to withhold their aspirin perhaps for having a procedure and they need to stop that. We can either make up a new pack for you, or also on the back of the pack, it's got a description for each one of the tablets. So you can easily identify, if you need to, which tablet not to have for that particular day. And it also helps family and carers who may not be in the medical field to know which tablet is which. So it's very safe and easy in that way.
What happens if someone forgets to you? I mean, you mentioned me. I'm an anally retentive neurotic, so I don't forget anything. But what a lot of people aren't, and they forgot to get my Webster back. What do they do if they miss a dose?
Well, if they miss a dose, I guess we would talk to them as a first port of call and provide the appropriate advice. If there's anything further that we need to discuss with the GP, then we would happily liaise with your GP about the best course of action. We would never recommend that you take double dosing without talking to your doctor or your pharmacist. Mm. But it's really easy to tell straight away what you've had. So you've not got that issue. Of course, it can be really serious taking double doses of certain medications.
You see, that's the important thing for me as a doctor, is that I know that if I line up 100 people and give them all the same program, no matter what it is, after 12 months, 50% of people have stopped because Homo sapiens aren't good at following advice. And so compliance is a real issue in this situation. And to me, the Webster Pack makes it so much easier for people to follow the instructions they're given.
Oh, so much easier, so much easier. Even from a storage point of view, you haven't got all those bottles and jars and repeats to manage at home. Mm. We assist you in managing that process. You still see your GP as you normally would and you get the prescriptions. It's just that we assist you in that process. The other thing that we do for a lot of our customers is even add in supplements. So we've often talked about, as you have the benefits of magnesium or if they need iron or vitamin Bs, and we can add those into the Webster Pack so that it just becomes part of your routine.
Yeah.
And that helps to maximise the benefits from those supplements when they're required.
Now, what's the difference between a blister pack and sachets?
So sachets are a newer type of innovation. They are used in certain circumstances. I'm seeing them used a little bit more in care facilities who have qualified carers administering the medication. In my pharmacies, we still use Webster Packs for community patients because I still think that they're a terrific innovation and you've got that visibility immediately of what's in there. So for certain types of people and certain circumstances, the sachets may be more convenient, but for other people, it would be the Webster Pack. So there's a place for both.
So older people obviously love their holidays and someone's going overseas for 3 months. What do they do about the Webster Pack then?
Oh, certainly. So depending, and your pharmacist will know this, on the safety and the stability of the tablets that you're taking, we can pack up multiple weeks of your medication for you. So you would talk to your pharmacist in advance and your GP. We can organise what we call a regulation 24 script with your GP so that we can get multiple repeats at once so we've got enough to last you through. And then we can give you the number of weeks required. It's a real advantage, again, because of you're not taking all these bottles with you and it's much lighter and takes up less space in your luggage.
And finally, tell us about the launch of your partnership with PharmaCycle.
Oh, yeah, this is something we're very excited about. So we're the first pharmacy brand in Australia to put end-to-end blister pack recycling into all of our stores. Mm-hmm. So blister pack recycling, this is for all your tablets and capsules from medication, as well as what we were just mentioning, the Webster packs. It's a really fantastic way to introduce this complex recycling into our pharmacies. So we've got 115 pharmacies across Australia. All of our pharmacies now have blister pack recycling bins. And the aluminium off the backings for the tablets is remanufactured into thermal blocks that store renewable energy. And it's all done here in Australia. So that's something that we're very, very proud of at Bloomsburg Chemist.
Oh, it's all great information. And as we said right at the start, the Webster pack's one of the great innovations in medicine. It makes it so much easier for people and it improves medication compliance, which is so important. Andrew, it's always a great pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Manage your medications with free medication packaging services at Bloomsburg Chemist.